Good morning. It's good to be back on the radio this morning. We thank you for taking time out to listen. And while you're getting ready to go to church, you can listen to the Word of God this morning. Be in Sunday school at 10 o'clock. Sunday school here at Mountain View Baptist Church begins at 10. Worship service at 10:50. And then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then Wednesday at 7 for the prayer meeting. We invite you to come to be with us throughout the day today. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. We have pastor appreciation day to day. And we appreciate him. What a great man of God God has sent our way to pastor this church. And we praise the Lord for that. Amen. God knows what he's doing. I'm glad he sent him our way. And thank God for that today. So you come, be in the services throughout the day and be in Sunday school this morning. Be in Sunday school this morning. I said, be in Sunday school this morning. Amen. Each one of you needs to be in Sunday school. Say, I'm not a child anymore. Well, you probably are. You're probably still sort of a child and not going to Sunday school. You need to start learning something about how to be faithful and go to the house of God this morning. Well, get you mad before we get started this morning. But anyway, it's good to have a place to go and go to the Sunday school hour. And while the teachers have prepared lessons and prayed for the services and prayed for their classes, you be there to get your part, because God's got something for you today as we go to the house of God this morning. Good to be saved this morning. So you be in your place throughout the day. We want to send it out to those that have lost loved ones and pray that God's comfort be upon you that have lost your loved ones. And then we want to pray for those, of course, that are sick and suffering, not able to get out to be in the house of God, not able to go. What a disappointment it is when we can't get around, go like we used to do. And we praise God for his grace and his help in this time of need. So I want to send it out to our shut-ins today. I know many folk listen that's not able to go. If you could, you'd be there. And I know you would. But I tell you, God knows that too. And so he'll give you grace and strength for this day and help in the time of your need and encouragement when you're down. Amen. God will do that for you. And so we appreciate each listener this morning that needs some help from the Lord. Then most of all, if you're lost today, if you've never been saved by God's good grace, you need to find your place somewhere, get on your face before God, and go to church, hear the gospel, and get on your face before God and ask him to save you. Come into your heart and trust him as your Savior and your Lord this day. I tell you, repent of your sins and get right with him and forsake it and turn to the Lord this morning. It'd be a wonderful day to see you do that. So we want to urge you to do that this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for your strength and for your grace and for your help in the times of our need. Thank you, dear Lord, for your provisions daily. You provide us daily, load us with benefits, and what a blessing it is just to be a child of God, knowing where it came from, that it come from you. And David plainly said in the Word of God, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I'm glad, God, we got somebody to look to this morning, Lord. And I pray you touch every need, each request, Lord, every heart that's heavy this morning, every heart that's hurting. And Lord, those that are bereaved, God, comfort those this morning. And then bring conviction upon that sinner this morning, Lord, that's lost. Oh, God, that nearest hell this morning, awaken in them the need of a Savior. Lord, those that's away from you, they've drifted, they've gotten cold, they've gotten out of church, they've gotten out of the will of God. I pray you'd speak to their hearts. God, awaken in them a need and a desire to be once again in the house of the Lord, and their hearts right with you. And I pray, have your way throughout this day. God, get glory out of every part of the service. Help our nation today to get right with you. Pray for our leaders, Lord. They would turn, look to you for guidance and for help in these days, very wicked days. Lord, I'm glad you're going to come get us. And I'd say, as David said, I'd say, as Paul said, I'd say, as John said, oh, even so come, Lord Jesus. I'm glad, God, you're coming. Every saint of God throughout the ages have been looking for you. They've been expecting you, Lord. And I pray that one day, very soon, you'd send your son to get us. Have your will, have your way. We'll bless you. Praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank God this morning. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today as we hear these songs, and I believe it'd be an encouragement to your heart. You listen as they sing. Song now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. You know, we got somebody to lean upon these days. We have somebody great and wonderful that we can depend upon. He's his wonderful Savior. This morning, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you a rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. We got someone we can turn to this morning. Now listen to this other song as they sing.
No one knew how alone I was.
All right, Philippians chapter 1 this morning, Philippians chapter 1, and we'll look into the Word of God today. Philippians, the first chapter, we've been talking to you last Sunday on the Philippians chapter 1, and beginning in verse 2, the Bible said, "Grace be unto you, and peace from Him, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, having in every, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Now, Paul was writing here to the church at Philippi. We mentioned some things about that last week, about and then come down to where grace, he talked about grace and peace, that always he wanted them to experience the grace of God and the peace of God. Let me say this morning that where grace is, there will be peace, and they go together. And when grace is enjoyed, when grace is exercised, peace is always there. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we've got that benefit this morning of being a part of God's family to enjoy the blessings of life. Now, Paul is writing here in this chapter to the church at Philippi, a great congregation, one that was really exemplifies the grace of God in their lives. They were enjoying the blessings of God. There was no doctrinal corrections that he had to deal with in their lives here in this chapters of the book of Philippi and Philippians. And so there was no things he had to deal with, especially, but some things that were there, but no doctrinal things. There was, of course, just like it is in most Baptist churches, there was a time of some went in contention with each other, and Paul is going to deal with that in this book as we go through this book today. But he's building a foundation here. He's building a foundation to speak unto them. He's setting the tone of the reception of the Word of God that he's writing unto them, and he knows exactly what's going on there. His memory bank is working full time, and he's remembering those that are there that got saved when he was at Philippi, and he remembers, as we mentioned last week, that Philippian jailer, and that woman that was messed up in false doctrines and things of that nature, and she was being used, and those were folks there that had been saved by the grace of God, and this memory bank was working full time, I'm sure, as he wrote these things unto that church. So he laid a foundation to them, to prepare them for the things he's going to deal with throughout this book. But the common commendation. Now, Paul was a great statesman. He was a great man of God. And he began to commend them for the things that they, of course, were enjoying because of the salvation of God. And he said, I thank God upon every remembrance of you. His memory bank was thanking God for them. What a blessing it is when you can remember someone and thank God for them because of their reaction and because of their reception of the gospel, because of their reaction to the Word of God, because of their reality of their salvation that's in their hearts. He said, I thank God for you. He praised God for those that were there, that were experiencing the grace of God that He once preached unto them, and they received it, and that were saved by the grace of God. The joy of seeing those that were born again when they received Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. So Paul is writing to them here about the grace and peace. And of course, that goes hand in hand. But he's building that foundation before dealing with the things that he's going to speak to them about. And that he's talking to all the members of the congregation. There in verse 1, he said, to all the saints. Now, he's speaking to all the saints. And all the time knowing there's some contention in the midst of that congregation that he's going to have to deal with. But he's talking to all of them. He's commending them. He's even thanking God for those that are contending with each other, that had a quarrel there in the church at Philippi. He's even thanking God for all of them. And so he's building that. He's softening the impact of what he's going to say later on. And as he deals with those things. And so there's the joy that Paul has got in dealing with these situations, knowing those that are there will receive what he's saying unto them and profit by the Word of God. That's what the Word of God is sent to us for, is to profit our hearts and souls by heeding what it's saying unto us. And so God the Holy Ghost is inspiring him to write from the jailhouse there at Rome and writing to that church at Philippi and deal with that situation that's there, but commending them for their joy of just being a part of that body and remembering when they got saved by the grace of God. What a joy it is to remember. You know, you never forget being saved. As some of us, every once in a while, it pays to go back and remember the day when we got born again, when we got saved by the grace of God, the commitment we made unto the Lord that day, the experience that we experienced that day when Jesus Christ came into our heart and saved us by His wonderful grace. And what a joy it is to remember that. So he's writing to them and the joyfully writing unto them, thanking God for them and talking about the grace of God in their lives and the peace of God that he knows. Now listen, he knows what grace is all about because he experienced that grace as Saul of Tarsus. He knows what peace is all about because he experienced that peace when he got born again and saved by the grace of God and called into the ministry. He knew what peace is all about. So he's writing something here that he knows about. The Holy Ghost is writing from his own experience there in his life as Paul experienced the dealings of God in his life when the Spirit of God tore him up and brought him to Jesus Christ and saved him by his grace. And so Paul is writing to these folks there and they're experiencing and the things of the salvation of God. And so Paul is speaking to them and to all the members of the church, talking to all of them now, even to those that are at odds with each other in the church. There's a couple of ladies that are at odds with each other, and there was Eudes and Syntyche. They were at odds with each other. They were in contention for some reason there in the church, and Paul is writing to them also, including them, and those that he's thanking God for. Amen. And that sort of puts a thing on their lives to makes them sort of ashamed that he would commend them knowing that they are at odds with each other. They're in an argument with, and so he's just dealing very, very godly with them and softening their hearts and bringing them to a place where they can remember how to get right with each other and then get right with the Lord about the situation. But at this, the thing that Paul is just thanking God for all of them. He's looking at them in a broad sweep of his memory bank, remembering all of them that had gotten saved by the grace of God, and he's thanking God for them this morning. So he said, I thank my God. I've on every remembrance of you. I'm remembering you. And boy, that would bring you down a few notches, wouldn't it? As the man of God that won you to the Lord would think, I said, I remember you. Amen. And I thank God upon every remembrance of you. So he was softening their hearts by the Spirit of God to get them to the place of fellowship with each other and with the Lord once again. Amen. So God knows exactly how to do things, but he thanked them personally. Amen. Think about that. He thanked them personally for what they were this morning. I mean, this is a personal letter, including every one of them, called some of their names, and thanking God for them. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, he commended them and then reproved. He also called the name of those that he reproved. Amen. He called their names also. He didn't back off from that, because he was dealing with something that was very contentious, and he knew that if he didn't do that, the Holy Spirit of God would be grieved in that congregation, and folks would not be saved like they ought to be in that congregation. So he thanked them personally. This is a personal letter from the man of God that preached to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. A personal letter. Amen. So he thanked them personally. Amen. And he thanked them prayerfully. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. And he said, I pray in every prayer of mine mentioning you. And that's what Paul said here. I thank God always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. Amen. He said, I'm making requests with joy for you. Oh, that puts you down a few notches, wouldn't it? If you're in contention with somebody and there's something wrong in your heart, and then the man of God said, I thank God for you upon every remembrance of you. Remember the good days and the good times and the sweet fellowship that he had with them after they got saved by the grace of God. He remembered the time that was spent in their homes and fellowshipping with them and their family. He remembered the good times in the house of that old Philippian jailer when the Holy Ghost softened the heart of that companion and those children. And there in the midnight hours, they was in the house there rejoicing over the salvation of God, what God had done for them. Amen. And what Paul was experiencing in the house of the Philippian jailer wasn't because he got out of jail, but because God saved the old sinners and saved his whole family there that night. And he baptized them. Praise God. I tell you, there's something to remember that had joy in it. And Paul said, I've done every, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. So this letter was written with those memories there, with the knowledge of what the Lord had done in the lives of those that had gotten saved by the grace of God. What a joy it is. Brother, when God does something for us and we enjoy the blessing of the Holy God, so that fifth verse there, he thanked God for their fellowship. Amen. Look at that, for your fellowship in the gospel. Oh, Paul said, I thank God that you and I sat down and we fellowshipped in the gospel. We rejoiced over the fact that Jesus died for our sins and that he was buried and that he was raised again for our justification and is seated at the right hand of the Father today. He said, thank God for that fellowship and for their fellowship in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Oh, the time of sweet fellowship that was enjoyed. Been currently, at least, thank God for their fellowship. He thanked God for their faithfulness. Amen. And for their faithfulness. In verses 6, he said, been confident of this very thing. Oh, listen, praise God.
He said that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hey, thank God for their faithfulness and yielding to the Lord. Let God work through them from the first day until the last day till Jesus comes. And listen, friend, there's enough grace in the Lord. There's enough grace in his availability to carry us all the way from the first day we got saved until the last day when Jesus comes and get us out of this world. We can still be living for Jesus, and we can still be living for the Lord. We can still be experiencing the good grace of God. The peace of God can be in our hearts all the way until the day when Jesus comes back and gets us out of this old sin cursed world, and when they carries us home to be with him. What a day it's going to be in that day. Paul said, I thank God, and that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. And when the Lord comes back, you see, Paul, even in that day, was already looking for the Lord to come back again until the day of Jesus Christ, when the Son of God will come back in his power and get the church of the living God, rapture every saint of God out of here, carries home to be with him in heaven, and brother, enjoy the blessings of God for eternity for the day of Christ. Boy, we got something to look forward to, friend. And Paul said, I thank God for your faithfulness to live for the Lord all of the days of your life. And when you get something wrong, get it right with God. Get it right with your brother. Get it right with your sister. And brother, live for the Lord till Jesus comes and gets us out of this old sin cursed world. The day's coming. Oh, yes, Paul said, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. There's the blessings of living for him. Amen. The blessings of knowing that the Lord, brother's got enough grace for us to live with him the rest of our lives until Jesus comes once again. Friend of mine, listen, if you're not saved, have to get right with God. Get Jesus in your heart this morning. Friend of mine, if you've been saved, you're cold. You've drifted. You're not faithful to your church. You're not faithful to the Lord. Get it right with him this morning. Oh, get on your face. He said, if you'll confess it, I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. Oh, thank God. Listen, do that this morning. God bless you. Listen, meet us in church today. Meet us in the house of God. God bless you. It's our prayer until then. Amen.